It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. It is another Dad Joke Friday here on The Tracy Show at KMHL. And Marshall Greg Carlson joining us from his office in downtown Tracy. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Heath. Happy Friday. Happy rainy, windy. Not happy that I had to bring out my spring coat again Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those things you don't want to put away too deep in the closet just yet, right?
Well, I did, and I'm paying the price now. I had to dig it out, and now I have it with me, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully I'll turn the corner next week. It'll get nice again, but in the meantime, we'll enjoy a little gloom, and you know what, to perk up your day, how about some dad jokes? What do you got for us this morning
Let's start it off? All right. Well, I just picked up a bottle of that new Fred Flintstone aftershave. You seen that?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's strong stuff. You only need to use just a tiny bit. Little dabble do.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you knew this or not, Greg, but did you know that most archaeologists are women?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because of their uncanny knack of digging up the past.
For you, for a change, have one of those.
I might have a few of those today. We'll see.
Well, I asked Christina the other day if she loved me for my face or my body.
Oh?
Yeah, she laughed and said it was my sense of humor, actually.
Oh, boy. Dang it, anyway. Oh, I don't like to brag, but my credit card company calls me every single day, Greg.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, they just keep telling me that my balance is outstanding.
Oh, at least something you got going for you, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, last night, tragedy happened in our house. The internet stopped working, so I had to spend a few hours with my family.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they seem like good people.
Right. Here's a little known fact. Do you know the world's longest drum solo is 4 hours and 28 minutes?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, it was performed by the kid in the seat behind me on my flight to San Diego last week.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Oh, well, someone sent me an email last week about using vodka for cleaning the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it worked. The more vodka I drank, the cleaner the house was.
It's really kind of neat how that works. Oh, boy. Let's see. I dropped $100 bill on the ground the other day when it was real windy, Greg, and I had to chase it for almost a mile.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, I finally caught up to it, but it gave me a real run for my money.
No, come back. I thought to myself last night, I said, I might wake up early and go for a jog.
Oh, really?
Might win the lottery also. Odds are about the same.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Well, things got a little serious the other day. Heather asked me if I would give the kids a talk on drugs.
Okay, how'd it go?
I told her I'd rather do it sober.
Oh, man. Well, you know what they always say, right? Heath, marry a zombie.
Okay.
Well, they always make you dinner.
That's true. Well, I wanted to give a little shout out to my elderly neighbor this morning on the radio, Greg.
Okay.
That's the only way she could hear me. Hello!
Oh, could be my dad too.
Here's
one for the second graders out there. What happens when your hot dogs get cold?
What happens when your hot dogs get cold? I don't know.
Well, you get chili dogs.
Oh, of course you do. Oh, boy. Well, Heather hollered at me the other day. You haven't listened to a single word that I said.
Oh, geez.
Kind of took me aback. I was like, that's a weird way to start a conversation.
Love him. Heath, why did the albino pig have bad breath?
I'm not sure why.
Well, he had no pig mints.
Oh, he needed some mints, that poor pig. Well, I was at a job interview the other day, and the interviewer said, "You're asking for a pretty high salary for someone with no experience."
Okay.
I said, "Well, this job is going to be super hard since I don't know what I'm doing."
Justifying it, yeah. Did you get the job?
No.
Oh, well, I was thinking back, Heath, when I was in elementary school, we learned about a shape called a rhombus.
A rhombus, yeah.
You remember those times, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, that was the last time I ever heard of that shape again.
Exactly.
Never again. Uh-huh. I need to know
rhombus. Rhombus, good Lord. Well, Heather told me our new neighbor always kisses his wife as he leaves the house for work every day. She said, "Why don't you do that?"
Well, isn't that sweet?
I said, "Well, that'd be awkward. I don't even know her very well."
I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen you in a few days, but I've been in a wheelchair for a few days here. And ever since I have been in that wheelchair, my wife's been really rude to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's pushing me around and talking behind my back.
Oh, man. That's not good. Oh, well, I asked my buddy Sam to sing a song about a smartphone the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, Samsung.
Jeez.
Hey, bring us up.
Oh, I was thinking about this the other day, too. If, you know, if I had 50 cents for every math test I failed, how much money do you think I'd have?
I don't know. How much?
Oh, like $9.20.
Right. Math is hard. Oh, well, my buddy Joe went on the Dolly Parton diet.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It made Jolene.
Thanks, Dolly.
Uh-huh.
I got a good look at the Pink Panther's to-do list. You remember the Pink Panther,
oh, yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on it said to-do.
Oh,
kids these days wouldn't know who that is.
No, they wouldn't have a clue. They wouldn't have a clue. My doctor told me that I should start drinking a glass of red wine after a hot bath.
Only after a hot bath, okay.
I said, well, I can't even finish the hot bath. We'll have to drink.
Heath, did you see this? There's a new dating app that caters to arsonists.
Really?
Yeah, every week you get new matches.
Oh boy.
Stuttered. Oops.
Well, I was at a restaurant the other night, and the waiter, you know, was going to order a steak, and the waiter asked me how I'd like it done. So I told him I'd like it like winning an argument with my wife. He said, "Rare it is, sir."
Yep. Never gonna happen. Nope. Rare it is. Oh, well, I wrote a song about a burrito.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, it was more of a rap.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, I've learned a lot. You know, our anniversary is this weekend, 23 years.
So. Oh, it is.
I've learned a lot over the years, so I wanted to impart a little bit of wisdom. If a woman says she's going to be ready in 15 minutes, she's going to be ready in 15 minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. You don't need to remind her every half hour.
Yeah, so true.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got one more here today, Heath. Did you hear about the one about the dog and the tree?
The dog and the tree? No, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, they had a long conversation about bark.
Bark. Sounds that like a good bad way to wrap it up with a little. We'll go with that. On the Tracy Show, Dad Joke Friday, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living.